Greetings in Jesus' name on this fourth day of August, the year of our Lord, 2020. Our area is under cyclone and tropical storm conditions going to be during the middle of or the first of this week, and but we're plowing on for the Lord Jesus Christ. Our schedule has us preaching down in Rhode Island, Coventry, Rhode Island. A beautiful place in this world, and it's a joy to be at the Knotty Oak Baptist Church, preaching a pastor's fellowship, and once again gathering together the men from New England, and trusting the Lord to give us a powerful meeting. Thank you for praying about that, that God would use me in power and great glory to be able to communicate the truths of the Bible to all of those that are gathered therein. What a joy and a delight it is to minister for Christ here in New England, and we're so delighted in what God continues to do. I ask you now that you would continue to pray for us for Travel and Mercies, as we will be ministering all over New England this week. Busy, busy week for us, traveling, marrying a couple, preaching, singing, and all of the things that are involved in the work of the ministry, and thank you for praying for me. In your Bibles today, I would invite you to look with me again in Proverbs chapter number 3. We were there on yesterday, and I want to continue that great study out of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Yesterday's broadcast was on that great truth, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And this is something that we need never forget. In these perilous times that we are living in, we must trust in the Lord with all our heart. But then the second part of this verse simply says, and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know, on the bus route, we sing this great child song, and actually it's an adult song too, but it's a wonderful song. It says, whose side are you leaning on? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. Whose side are you leaning on? I'm leaning on the Lord's side. I'm leaning, 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 leaning on the Lord's side. And you're going to actually go toward the side you're leaning on. That's a fact of gravity. And it's a fact of spiritual truth, too. Whose side are you leaning on? The Bible says that we are to lean not unto our own understanding. We are to lean on the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. We are to practice what verse 6 says. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. The Lord knows the way through the wilderness. All I have to do is follow. Oh, yes, we are to lean not unto our own understanding, but in all our ways we're to acknowledge him, because he knows the way. Thank God for the word that he has given us. It is a lamp unto our feet, and it is a light unto our path. If we will practice these great, great Bible truths in our life, we will experience a life of liberty, a life of great freedom. If you lean to your own understanding, you might just find yourself doing nothing for Christ. But if you lean unto the Lord and trust him and know that he is able to take care of us, he is able to guide us and direct us, and even during these awful days in which we are living, perilous times we are living in, where we have a magnitude of questions coming in our mind. Let's do not lean unto our understanding. Let's trust the Lord. He guides us. He directs us. And we'll live a life of great joy. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a terrific Tuesday, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.